Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday, here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula, at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department found two puppies yesterday near Tennessee and Illinois Street. Both puppies are males with no collar or microchip. They are currently at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Animal Services Office on Airport Road. For more information, call 863-773-2320. Around 6 p.m. Friday night, a deputy with the Highlands County Sheriff's Office attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle that was displaying a tag that was registered to another vehicle. The vehicle pulled into the driveway of a home on Orange Blossom Avenue, then drove through a fence in an effort to get away before getting stuck in a vacant lot. The driver, 31-year-old Elena Suarez Jr. of Frostproof, took off on foot. More deputies responded and set up a perimeter for a canine search. Canines Hooch, a bloodhound, and Drax, a German Shepherd patrol dog, began a track from the vehicle, and a short time later, Suarez was located hiding in a shed behind a home on 7th Street. Suarez was hiding under a bench surrounded by sharp tools and refused to come out and show his hands. After several warnings, canine Drax went into the shed and firmly convinced Suarez to come out of the shed. Suarez, who was more than a little worse for wear after the encounter, was treated by EMS and later booked into the Highlands County Jail. Suarez, who has multiple felony convictions, was charged with driving a vehicle with the wrong tag attached, driving with a suspended license, aggravated fleeing or eluding from police with property damage, leaving the scene of an accident, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, removing the serial number from a weapon, and resisting arrest and burglary. He is being held on $52,250 bond. And the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office continues to crack down on traffic violations throughout the county. Last week, deputies conducted 83 traffic stops, worked 6 crashes, and responded to 425 calls. This week, they will be prioritizing County Roads 769 and 761, State Road 70 West, State Road 72, Addison Avenue, Owens Road, and Eucalyptus Avenue. Your local events, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is hosting free firearms familiarization classes this month. Each class lasts 24 hours over the course of 2 days. You must be at least 21 years of age and consent to a criminal history check to participate. Classes are extremely limited. Visit hardyso.com to sign up. And tickets are on sale now for the Rotary Club of Hardy County's second annual Watermelon Festival, featuring live music from Jason Bird, Colin DuBose, and Confederate Railroad. To purchase tickets, you can use our quick link, hardymidday.com/watermelon. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Jackson Hewitt is hiring a tax preparer. Tax preparation credentials are required and knowledge of accounting experience is preferred. O'Reilly Auto Parts is hiring a retail service specialist. Prior retail experience and automotive service excellence certification are required. And the United States Post Office in Wauchula is hiring a city carrier assistant. A flexible schedule, U.S. work authorization, and clean driving record are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
First National Bank of Wauchula offers mobile banking. Download our mobile banking app and have instant access to your accounts. Check your balance and activity whenever you need to. Manage and pay your bills from almost anywhere. Check out mobile banking from First National Bank of Wauchula. It's quick, easy, and secure.
HardyMidday.com is your internet destination for area news, upcoming events, and so much more. Our new site combines the stories and events you'll hear on Hardy Midday, plus national happenings. Get an instant look at your weekly weather, plus live radar. Listen to past Hardy Midday shows, and you can even send us your events using our friendly message form. Write it down or make it a bookmark. www.HardyMidday.com. That's www.HardyMidday.com. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rural Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 80. Cloudy skies with a 10% chance of rain. Your shade temperature is 76 degrees. Winds east southeast at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Your air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Your humidity is 68%, humid. The dew point is 66 degrees. 94% cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility, and your clouds ceiling is 18,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, a chance of showers later today with highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of storms, a chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Wednesday, a slight chance of storm, showers likely mainly in the morning, highs in lower 80s, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon, chance of rain 70%, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Looking ahead, we do have some showers expected on Saturday night and Sunday. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your agribusiness update. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows that nearly 20% of shoppers purchased groceries online in 2022, but the frequency varied. Among those who bought groceries online in 2022, 30.2% did it once, 25.1% did it twice, and 44.7% purchased groceries online three or more times. Time constraints were the main reasons people bought groceries online, while others prefer to be able to see and touch products in person. The national average gas price fell for the first time in over a month. The average gas price now stands at $3.24 per gallon. That's down 1.9 cents from a week earlier. The national average is up 13.3 cents from a month ago, but 9.2 cents lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 2.6 cents last week and stands at $4.06 per gallon, 33 cents lower than a year ago. The number of farms in the U.S. has fallen below 2 million for the first time since before the Civil War, according to the 2022 Census of Agriculture. In 2022, there were just over 1.9 million farms in the country, 7% fewer than reported in the 2017 census. A farm is defined as an establishment that produces and sells at least $1,000 in egg production in a year.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck, or farm equipment with the radio on listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Ready to maximize productivity in your cattle herd? Yes, that was meant to sound a little sales pitchy, but there is a new project that has been launched that claims to do just that. Coming from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Cattle Facts, this resource has been developed specifically to help with culling decisions. It's called Right Way, Right Time, a guide to cull cattle management, and is now available at ncba.org. With effective planning, cull cattle can be a significant source of revenue and should not be overlooked. Cull cattle are market cattle. The document addresses key problem areas, provides strategies for making timely culling decisions to prioritize animal welfare, and is designed to help producers capture more value through effective cull cattle management. From Dr. Trey Patterson, president of the Padlock Ranch Company, he says, cull animals can contribute significantly to the profitability of the ranch, adding that we spend extensive time and money adding replacement cattle to our herd, so it is imperative that we capture good value for cull cattle to offset the other expenses. For more information or to access this resource online, just head on over to our website. That is aginfo.net.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report and your sports news.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Federal Aviation Administration said the agency's 737 MAX production audit into Boeing and supplier Spirit AeroSystems found multiple instances where the companies allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. A measure in U.S. funding legislation unveiled by congressional leaders on Sunday would block China from buying oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The desire for a hard line on China is one of the few truly bipartisan sentiments in the deeply divided U.S. Congress. Macy's shares jumped 16% on Monday after investors Arkhouse Management and Brigade Capital sweetened their take-private bid over the weekend, valuing the U.S. department store operator at $6.58 billion. Ford reported a 10.5% rise in U.S. sales for the last month, helped by sustained demand for family crossover SUVs, pickup trucks, and hybrid vehicles. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, Rudy Gobert and Michael Conley power Minnesota past Portland.
Rudy Gobert led the way with a double-double of 25 points and 16 rebounds as the Timberwolves defeated the Trailblazers 119-114. Gobert was almost perfect shooting the basketball, going 9 of 10 from the field and 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Anthony Edwards scored only 13 points and didn't start because he wasn't on the court in time for the opening tip. Also in the third quarter, he left the game for a short while with an elbow elbow contusion. Anfernee Simons led Portland with a game-high 34 points. I'm David Schuster.
Other winners included Memphis, Milwaukee, Utah, Chicago, and the LA Lakers. In the NHL, winners were Boston, Florida, Columbus, St. Louis, Colorado, and Seattle. This is SRN Sports. Men's top 25 college basketball. Number 9 Duke grabbed 19 offensive rebounds in a victory over North Carolina State.
Number 9 Duke shot over 62% in the second half as the Blue Devils pulled away for a 79-64 road victory over NC State. Duke was helped by freshman Sean Stewart, who scored 12 points and had 3 blocks. Stewart said he was ready to answer the bell when others were in foul trouble.
I work really hard every day just to, when my name is called, be as ready as possible. And, you know, the work paid off tonight.
Duke pulled down 19 offensive rebounds, which led to 23 second chance points. NC State forward DJ Burns led all scorers with 27 points, while Duke senior guard Jeremy Roach led Duke with 21, as the Blue Devils had 4 players in double figures. Dennis Cox, Raleigh, North Carolina.
In the only other top 25 game, number 11 Baylor down Texas 93-85. In NFL news, the Denver Broncos have told Russell Wilson they're going to release him next week. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: there are few things I enjoy more than picking an argument with someone when they have the hiccups. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Until then, have a great and safe and dry rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.